Pippa! Felicity shouts, but Pip is beyond caring now. I am the way! She shouts. Felicity swings the flat of the sword against her, knocking her over. The magic's hold loosens. Fee? Pip says, eyes wide. And then she sees the gash in her arm, her blood trickling down into the velvety vines. With a mighty groan, the castle shifts and bucks till we tumble one over the other. What is happening? May Sutter shouts. The vines whip about, reaching for whatever they can grab. There is a deafening roar as the ancient stones begin to tumble. We run for the doors in a panicked clump, dodging the falling debris. Pip! Felicity shouts. Pip, come away from there! But Pip's face is alight with some terrible joy. She lifts her arms to the sky. There is nothing to fear! I am the way! Pip! Pip! Fee screams as I yank her away. We watch, helpless, as the desperate vines find Pippa, pulling her down hard. No! She shouts. I am the way! But the sky is raining stone, and then the great castle falls in on itself completely, entombing Pippa deep within its broken walls, silencing her forever. Felicity, Anne, and I barely escape. We are left panting in the grass as the castle sinks back into the earth, the land reclaiming its own, and Pippa along with it. Bessie and May have escaped, as have some of the others. Mercy has been buried along with Pippa. The girls stare at the spot where Pippa was standing. May smiles through her tears. She meant it to be this way, she says in utter rapture. Don't you see? She sacrificed herself for us. Bessie shakes her head. No. May grabs her skirts. We have to keep doing what she told us to do. Keep eating the berries. Follow her ways. Then she'll come back. Pray with me, Bessie. Bessie shakes her off. I won't. It's done, May. Get up. She was chosen, May insists. No, you're wrong, I say. She was only a girl. May will not see it any other way. She grabs handfuls of rotting berries and swallows them, calling Pippa's name like a prayer after each one. She holds fast to her belief. She doesn't want to know that she's been misled, that she's abandoned here, alone, with no one to guide her but her own heart. Bessie runs after me.
Can I come?
I nod. She's a brawler, and we might have need of one. I catch up to Felicity. Fee, I start. She wipes her nose on her sleeve, turning her head away from me.
Don't.
I should leave her to it, but I can't. She was gone for some time. You were the only force that kept her from turning completely. That's magic, perhaps the most powerful I've seen.